Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friend Jacob Wagner, public health strategist with the Wood County Health Department. Right now, we have in studio our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher. Matt, good to see you. Thanks
morning.
For being here.
Morning, James. Thanks for having me again.
Want to thank our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Be sure to do yourself a favor, get to YouTube, subscribe to their page, and keep up to date on all the great work they are doing. More on that a little bit later. Matt, how's it been going lately? How have you been since the last time we talked?
Yeah, everything's going well. We just went through the changeover in aldermen. I'll lead into that. So we had last week, we had the final meeting to kind of conclude business with the committees and all that. And then yesterday we had a reorganization where we bring in a new alderman. Mike Tim is coming on for Patrick Delaney. And then we kind of reshuffle the committees, kind of stayed similar, but, you know, brought in the new guy. And one of the aldermen has to go into two committees just because we need 9 seats. So that worked out well. Got everything set up. And then we actually tried something new where we always kind of want to have an orientation with the aldermen and just kind of get their feet wet. And a lot of times there's a lot of things we don't know. Even after 4 years, I'm still learning the ins and outs of what we could be doing, and we're not aware of, you know, how to do that. So it was good to be able to get some of that insight and just do some of the basic, you know, getting involved in a new organization. And I think it was good because it's not easy to get everybody together at one time. So we did it all at one time after the meeting, and it worked out well.
Really good to hear. Very good to hear. It helps everything move a little bit smoother and everything. And well, wishing them well. Thank you to the previous, you know, alderman, of course, and certainly wishing a well to the new run. And that's going to be interesting to see.
Appreciate everybody that runs for council, boards, commissions, anybody that can do anything to help their community. Please, you know, we put it out on the website. James puts it on the air for us. We want volunteers. Otherwise, it's just the people that I know that I can call that, you know, are willing to fill the seats. But we should have more people involved and different opinions, different viewpoints. So,
One of the things that has come up since the last time we hung out was the board approving the mayor term extension and going from 2 to 3 years. And this will take place after your current run. Yep. So the next mayor, this will be the way of going forward. Something we've talked about a bit, so we don't have to dive too deeply into it, because I feel like we've covered it pretty well. But I feel like this is, to me, this is where I was leaning. So I of course, think that it's a good idea. Yep. But I do think that even just talking to people about this in the community, I haven't heard any push the other direction. Yeah. So it really feels like not only did the decision get made that the community believes in, but the people listening to the community.
Yeah, I think it was a happy medium. 4 years might have, you know, 4 years would have worked, but it might have been a little long. 3 years, it definitely gets you to a chance to get your feet wet and be able to accomplish something if you are, you know, a one-hit wonder, you know, and maybe, we'll see. so at the end of this year, it'll be my 2-year term, and then whoever gets elected for the next term will have the 3-year term. And I think that works out well. And for the people that say, well, if we don't like you, we can get rid of you faster. Hopefully we have a decent slate of people running for mayor and aldermen that we don't have to worry too much about that. But I understand their point. 3 years is a happy medium.
And I hear you. So there was one person that I did talk to, now that you say that, that brought up almost the same exact sentence you just said there.
I hear it a lot.
And to that, and to anybody thinking or feeling that, I only encourage you to try to reset the way you look at politics.
True.
Because if you walk into this that negative, like, and walking into it that feeling immediately, well, what if I don't like the person, or what are we doing here? Yeah. I understand. I mean, we've all voted in elections where you're as my grandfather used to put it, the lesser of two evils. I understand that. And that's just politics and everything. But, well, especially when we're talking on a local level here, you know, what are we doing? Yeah. Walking into it with your fist, if you walk around with your fists clenched all day, you're going to get in a fight.
Yeah.
And if you walk into every situation expecting the negative, that is more than likely what is going to happen. And I'm saying this as somebody who did this for the majority of my life. I've relearned a lot of this and everything. Sure. I'm not pointing fingers or anything, but it seems like such a negative approach to go into it with. I don't disagree with the point of, hey, if we don't like something, we should be able to change it. That's democracy.
Right.
I'm all in favor of that. Love democracy. I don't know if that's controversial, but I love democracy. But I do think that if you walk into these things, that negative, that doesn't really accomplish a lot.
Yeah, I think this is a good... I talked with the alderman yesterday a little bit and just said, look, we all have our opinions. Like and that's what this is all about. We're elected to represent the people in the community. We're going to have different opinions. and we should be able to express them freely. But we're not going to agree with everybody all the time. There's 8 people, they're going to vote. Sometimes the mayor will break it, typically not. But just respect the vote as the vote. And you don't, you know, if we start calling each other names and we start putting on this anger, all we're doing is carrying on what's happening at a national level, sometimes at a state level, where it's so far removed from us and out of our control. Like right now, we need all the positive energy, people coming to the table to say, we are here to build Wisconsin Rapids. We're not waiting for the government to fix our problems. We're not waiting for a big corporation to come in and save us. It's we, the people, who actually run this. And yeah, we are another thing we're going to touch on. Like, I hear what people are saying in terms of the frustration they feel when we ended up after 150 years with a lot of red tape, a lot of ordinances, zoning codes that are kind of, you know, bringing people down, I guess is the best way to put it. And I got, you know, Kyle Kearns from the Community Development Department on the same page with me to say, let's get rid of this stuff. Let's go through it. Like, he is a really smart guy. He knows what he's doing. Ultimately, when he got hired, he said, I'm here to enforce your rules, the rules of the community. These are the rules that aldermen before me, long before me, put on, and they voted them in year after year. So now we're going through them and voting, like bringing to the table and saying, we can vote this stuff out, or we can take this red tape off, we can remove it and get it out of the way. And that's what we're doing. And we've done a couple of decent slates already. We have another one on the docket to be able to remove that. And we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep whittling away at it so that people can get stuff done faster and get their dreams accomplished quicker.
Yeah, the creation of the clarity in the code and trying to remove some of the restrictions, some of the red tape, is something that I read an article from the Daily Tribune. Kyle talked about this a little bit. Yeah. And so this is something that I actually haven't dealt with a lot, except for when I was living in California. Mm-hmm. And my friend, his neighbors, was trying to get some solar paneling up. And they had been trying to get it up for 15 years. Mm. And could not get it done. Yeah, and just this little stretch, not even that big of a piece or anything like that, but there's so much red tape out there that trying to get things done. And, you know, on a local level here, I've heard some frustrations with some of that, but I also think that there's an understanding in a local level and community-wise, too, of some grace to this, and understanding that, you know, there are a lot of laws, there are a lot of things that are on the books that maybe applied 20 years ago that might not now, and it there isn't necessarily somebody who just goes through all of this every time that vets all these things.
Right.
This is just kind of how laws and life works sometimes.
Right.
My old radio partner, Carl, and I used to have a segment where we talked about laws that, like in Arizona, you can't ride a horseback on a Sunday backwards. Yeah. You know, these things, like, that obviously isn't necessary anymore, but it's still in the books because nobody's gone around to take the time to take it out of there and stuff.
Yeah. There's the other side too, like, you know, being in business and want it, you know, you live by, like, make a decision pretty quick. Let's all get together, talk about it, make a decision, knowing that if it's not exactly the right decision, we adjust accordingly, we keep going, but we're able to be very nimble. And I think ultimately that's what I want. But at the same time, if we don't have a set of standards for where the city is going to go from here, then it's kind of willy-nilly, free-for-all, and I don't think we necessarily want that either. So we're just trying to clean up things and be able to have an organized city so that when people come and want to invest in our city, whether it's with jobs or buying houses or businesses, whatever, they see that we take pride in our city. Granted, there's lots of, say, other issues that are out there when you got people that they're on a different level in terms of the messy yards and mm-hmm. the maybe a hoarding situation. And again, mm-hmm. I'm not in a position to put myself in their shoes to mm-hmm. understand. But at the same time, those are one-offs that we have to deal with. Ultimately, yeah. as a group, as citizens in a city, in a community, we do have to abide by a certain set of rules. We're working really hard to get rid of as many of those as possible and make it as easy to get through as possible and make the most sense.
Do need to keep them, you know, somewhat in check, obviously, for, you know, certain reasons that I think are common knowledge out there. One of them being my father would put an ice rink right in the backyard if he could. We can't let that happen. I don't even know if the neighbors like hockey. I'm not sure if that'd be a good idea. We're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zacher, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And speaking of taking in the community feedback and how important that is for your administration and Kyle and so many of the people in the team over there, we just wrapped up the communication survey and wanted to talk about the results results of that with you?
Yeah, it worked very well. We started this, you know, hard to believe I've been here a year already and how many things have happened in that time and flown by. And as fast as things move, also trying to get things done fully, there's just so many people involved in the conversation. So we started a communication survey. We took it to the department heads quite a while ago. From there, we took it to the employees of the business. And then with all that feedback, we took it to the council and said, we want mission, vision, values. We want to know where we're going. And then we all agreed, okay, now it's time to take it to the residents. And this is kind of what we came up with as a vision. What do the residents want? So we sent that out. Joe and Emily did a great job blanketing the city as best we could. We got about 500 responses to it, which is excellent. Variety of, you know, people's voices and to be heard. So we were able to take that and really move forward with, and we'll be coming out with the results of it and kind of having, you know, the mission, vision, values and what that is. You know, and it's not too far off key, you know. Infrastructure is always going to be a big one, making sure that the services are there, the streets are taken care of better than, you know, there's lots of bigger stories or you know, to why some of the streets are the way they are. And I'd love to be able to talk more about that or have Paul come on and talk more about why they are the way they are. And then the big one is transparency. And that's been my thing since the beginning, is I want everybody to have as much information as possible. I think you can tell that when I talk to you on the radio.
Yes.
I want the information out and to be able to educate everybody so that we're all on the same page. We're all talking the same story and we're trusting each other. We're building trust in that everybody's doing the best they can to make this all work. So those being some of the bigger things, moving forward with that, we're going to get that mission, vision, values out there and then be able to use that as the guide to where we're going and get more community involvement as we bring this website online sometime later this year. I'm not committing to any dates at this time because there's going to be a lot of work that still has to go into it, but that's going to be more of a tool so we can talk to each other and we can get more input. When citizens have ideas, it's not just coming to the mayor and saying, hey, I got an idea, and then it falls away. Like, we should have a slate of community ideas that are out there and vet them and see if they're possible or not, how much they cost and all that stuff. And I think that would be a great way to move forward with the community. And we're working hard on that.
You can go to you can go to wirapids.org to see the results if you'd like. And I'm just looking at some of them and was going over them when they were released. Was there anything that stood out to you that was interesting to you, or that you maybe was surprising even to you as far as the results go, or just in general, just happy to collect the information? I think that there's, when it comes to this much information, it's a little hard for any one thing to stand out sometimes. It's more so just taking it all in.
Yeah. I go back to, I guess, the thing that I think is most important and that I was happy that a lot of people are talking about is the transparency. This is the money that's coming in. This is what the money's being used for. If there's not this abundance of money out here that's, you know, being used nefariously, there's not a group of people that get to hoard this and make all these decisions on their own. Like, everything is as much as we can out in the open. Yesterday we had that orientation with the aldermen. We talked a lot about open meetings laws, and I know this has been some controversy in the past. You have to be really careful, because if I meet up with an alderman, whether they're a friend of mine from years and years ago, and we have a very quick conversation about maybe something that involves something to do with the city, and somebody else is listening and they're saying, hey, you just conducted city business, and I'm like, oh, I thought maybe I was just having a conversation with a friend about, like, the bigger picture, what's going on. Lessons learned, don't do it. Be transparent. You got to do it on the camera so everybody can see it at the same time. You have to publish the meeting dates. You know, don't be trying to collect votes after hours and do all that stuff. Bring it, talk in front of the camera, get the information you need, make your vote, decide where the vote goes after that, and make it happen.
You can see the complete results at wirapids.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody. I wanted to also mention you recently had the proclamation of No Mo May. We're continuing to do that in this community. That's something I know just hearing from our listeners over the last couple of years, how much they appreciate, they enjoy. Certainly wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, I think that it was one of those things that was there before I got on. As alderman, I voted to go through. It seemed like a worth worthwhile program to see where I go. I know there's some controversy with it in terms of people abusing it and, you know, not necessarily doing it for the right reasons. And then as soon as May is over, you know, we got to get our foot grass cut. You know, it's about a foot tall now. Last year was an anomaly because we had so much rain and it just got crazy. I guess I encourage people probably to maybe, you know, keep track of it and not let it get out of hand. If you know it's going to be a problem, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to let it grow forever. It can be longer than typical or let it grow for a little while. I don't know. You know, there's so many different avenues to it. Some people talk about wildflower gardens because that would be great for the pollen and the bees more so than necessarily the grass. But then I learned that bees like to hang out in the grass, and the longer the grass, then they're there. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I really have never given any thought to in my time
as
to what that is.
Yeah. I'm spoiled in this chair. I get to talk to a lot of people. Sure. UW Extension comes in every week, and I've talked to a lot of their people about this and learned the science of it, okay, and a lot of that and the importance of it. And it's something my dad is a big fan of. And it's wild to me to say that because my father loves his lawn, okay, but he loves doing this. Okay. I real quick, though, I do got to say, to the pushback on this one, I remember being a kid and hearing that there were two states that didn't want to take Martin Luther King's birthday off. We're not going to allow this and everything. I just remember thinking that how much do you have to hate somebody to not take a day off of work? Like, and all we're asking people is you don't got to mow your lawn for a month, even a couple weeks. You know, like that's all. Not do that. We're asking is not to do something.
Yeah.
And how much do you have to push back on things just to not do something? It seems a little silly to me in some ways. Now, again, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do with their lawn, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty one way or the other or anything. Yeah. But I do hope you can sit there, look in the mirror, and ask yourself, what am I really fighting against here? What am I really? Because honestly, and this comes back to something we talked about a little bit earlier too. I feel like as a society, and I'm no different than anybody, when I say society, I'm a part of that too, everybody. So I'm not talking down to anyone. We got to get better about choosing our battles wisely. Not everything is worth getting bent out of shape about. Not everything is worth leaving comments about or barking about or getting bent out. If you get mad about everything, then what happens when something really bad does happen and you should be getting uproars about?
Yeah.
If we get mad about every single thing, if everything's at a 10, what happens when something is actually a 10? We don't meet the moment. We're not hitting the mark there.
I will take it a step further if you...
Please, yeah. Please.
So if you take it a step further and say, what is it that's got people riled up one way or the other? Like there's people that grow up in households that are very free and like the rules are not really rules. They're just there, you know, and then there's people that grow up in households that are very strict by the rules. And as they grow up into a world that, you know, has its scary parts and it's, you know, like you find your way to deal with the life that you've been dealt, and you usually do it within the confines of how your parents brought you up. And so ultimately, when you're talking about one side or the other, they're both so ingrained and so set in their ways that, yeah, that's where the battle comes in. That's right now where you have this. I mean, we set up in our country a two-party system, which I think is like, it's kind of crazy. Like, imagine trying to sit on a stool with two legs, you know? And so it's, but in the end, it is what it is. Social media then, you know, gives us the platform for everybody to you know, share their crazy or share their insight or share their whatever. But ultimately, when I see the representative democracy in action, it comes down to how people were, the family they were born into, how they were raised, where they went to school, what jobs they got, like what friends they surround them with. And that is what sets their life ingrained in that little bubble. And there they live. So that's why we are fighting each other, because we have such a platform to do it on now. And yeah, all instead of kind of all just kind of getting along and doing our life and moving the way it used to be, it's like all out there now.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is the new frontier, really.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. And I think about that with our kids.
Yes.
Like, yes, we were teenagers once, but we weren't teenagers in this landscape.
No.
Not at all. I give these kids credit for what they're going through with the demeanor that they're doing it with. And yeah, there's lots of pitfalls and lots of, you know, snares out there, but they're figuring out how to do it, and I give them all credit for it.
That's a great note. I appreciate that. We like to note that whenever we can about the younger generations. One of the note as well, some new work that you guys are doing with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, you and your team. You have the new video series that has been showing up on there. I want to encourage people to check out and make sure that they know about.
Yeah, yeah. Joe and Taylor are doing a great job. They started off early on. Sometimes I have ideas, and my idea in the beginning was we got to build communication. This is everything I just said earlier, like getting this information to the community so that they feel that they're part of their government. It's not a separate entity and they're doing whatever they want to do. So they heard me, and they, you know, we were able to figure out how to, you know, get what the resources necessary in order to build a new studio and get some tables where we can sit kind of like we're doing here and talking, you know, across the table, asking questions, getting to know each other. And then with that, providing more information for the community to understand, but also letting them know that we're just people. We're just like them. And, you know, the more people, so the more people we can get in these podcasts, we're starting with department heads so that they can be introduced to the people and have them giving reports every week or every 2 weeks on where the streets are at and what the construction projects are, because they affect everybody. Also community development and what we're trying to work on and how that's all going, and then bringing it into working, getting the chamber involved with businesses that are working hard to build our economy. Hopefully someday getting James from WFHR on there so we can have a conversation. You know, even though we do it already, it'd be fun to do it from the other side.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been going really good. And Joe and Taylor are definitely well equipped for this. And they have the capacity and the bandwidth, like with their intelligence, to be able to build this and really take it on and build a vision and help the community in every way possible.
I think the world of those guys and the doing the work of 30 people over there. Yeah. Don't tell them I said that, though. Don't, I mean, it gets to his head. No, we appreciate their friends over there and the work being done over there. And appreciate, again, going back to the transparency and how important that is to you. It's shown in the work here. None of the people we've just mentioned, Joe, Taylor, you have a lot of free time or a lot of ability to add new projects on. The fact that you guys have done that shows the commitment to the community and that transparency. I really do appreciate that. Get to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page. And be listening next month for another chance to hear Matt and I talk. I appreciate you, Matt. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, James. Have a good day.
And WIRapids.org is the city's website where you can find most of the information we talked about today. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.